Hello, is this Sean?
It's
Jonathan Price over at 93.1 The Border. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. What an awesome video.
Yeah, we were just coming back from swimming, and my wife was actually asking me if bears and moose and deer swim island to island to travel and to go get food and everything. And I told her, well, I think so, because they have to go, but they have to do it with a purpose. I've never seen like a moose or a deer like swim in the middle of a lake before. And then we went swimming, and then on our way back, we saw a bear just swimming in the middle of Rainy Lake, and I just couldn't believe it.
And like, it was pretty far out based on your video, right?
Yeah, we was just past the point of Reef Point right there, and then it was on the other side of the island that's across from Sunny Cove Camp there.
Unbelievable. I mean, you know, you see all kinds of wildlife like wade in the water and things like that. I mean, we've got the video up on our website and our Facebook page. This bear was like right up to its neck.
Yeah, it was incredible. Like, I've seen videos and pictures of bears in streams and rivers, like everybody else that's hunting for salmon and everything, but I've never seen a bear swimming this far into the water or that deep into the water for no apparent reason except for just to get from point A to point B.
Because it's so unnatural for us to see. It almost looked like it was struggling, it was in trouble, but it was going along pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I slowed the boat right down, and I didn't want to spook it or anything. I didn't want to have it to turn around or anything, but we were going by, and then after we kept on going, like, it cut across the lake, and it was moving at a really fast pace, actually. We were quite surprised.
Have you ever seen anybody swimming in that area? Is it too deep for swimming, or...?
I don't know what the depth is, but I imagine, yeah, it is fairly deep. It's also, it was kind of close-ish to an island, but there's no camps, there's no houses on the island or anything like that. I'd say the water had to be more than 40, 50 feet deep in that specific area, at least.
I'm just wondering, because I know when I was growing up, we had a cottage and we had a pontoon boat, and, you know, we'd go out for the day and we'd find a spot, and, you know, the kids would go in swimming, and I don't think anybody would ever bet that in a situation like that, you'd have a bear swimming right past you.
No, not at all. Yeah, like I said, my wife and I, we were both very surprised by the location of this bear. And we took pictures and the video that we had sent in, and it was just something that I've never seen before. And
where do you think the bear was going? What do you think he was up to?
I think he was just probably just going to a different part of the lake. I think he was on his way to the mainland on the east side of the Rainy Lake there, maybe forage for some berries or some food there. It was kind of hard to tell where he was coming from. I don't know if he was coming from a straight line from the west side, kind of like Northwest Bay-ish area, coming straight across, or if he was coming from another island or not. But I imagine he was just moving just for some food, probably. I imagine that's probably the most logical explanation for why animals really move from place to place.
I think we're okay as long as the bear doesn't learn how to operate an outboard motor.
True. Yes, absolutely.
Sean, I appreciate the phone call. I appreciate the video, and I hope you have a great day.
Yeah,